This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. American markets today might not see much action until around 12:30 Eastern Time. That's when the Federal Reserve wraps up a two-day policy-setting meeting. The big question is whether they'll launch another round of quantitative easing, buying up bonds to inject some money and a bit more pep into the U.S. economy. Marketplace's David Gura is here live with a quick setup. Hi, David.
Morning, Jeff.
So let's put aside the kind of fruitless will they or won't they question and ask, if the Fed does go on a QE3 bond buying spree, how might it go about it?
Well, the committee would have to decide what kind of bonds to buy and how many of them to get. And in the past, and this has happened twice in recent history, the Fed's bought mortgage-backed securities and longer-term treasury bonds. I talked to Mark Zandi. He's chief economist with Moody's Analytics, and he told me he thinks the Fed's going to go with mortgage securities again, and here's why.
It helps people refinance their mortgages, and that's a quick boost to their cash. And of course, it helps home sales and gets the housing market moving higher. And that's obviously also very key to the broader economy.
Danny says we've seen the justification for quantitative easing change over the last 2 or 3 years. Before, the Fed said we'll use this to try to head off deflation. Now the criterion seems to be bond buying's an option if the economy isn't growing fast enough to bring down unemployment, Jeff.
So it's an option. That's the theory. How well could this actually work in practice?
Well, it could work out great, but Zandi told me there is the potential for problems.
If you lower rates and you juice up demand, it doesn't actually mean you're going to get more refinancing home sales if mortgage lenders can't execute and do the mortgage loans.
I asked him how effective a bond buying program could be when you look at all that ails the U.S. economy, and Zandi told me it's not the solution to all our problems, but it helps. Here's the thing, he said. What the Fed can't solve are our fiscal problems. That, he said, will be up to the next president and the next Congress, Jeff.
All right, David Gura, thanks a lot.
Thank you.